Welcome to the Awakening to Abundance podcast. I'm your host, Athena. This podcast is more than a podcast. It's a transformative journey designed to help you awaken to your abundance, for you to discover what living the fullness of life means to you, and to co-create that life in this podcast community. As always, we're jumping right in with today's episode. Welcome to another episode of Awakening to Abundance podcast. This episode is actually a preparation for an Instagram Live, and I go live with a great friend and colleague of mine, Laura Paulsell, and we are actually doing an Instagram Live because we are going to do a launch for a program that we did back in 2023. So again, a voice note, a video note from the past, as usual. But I wanted to show you this because we've been talking about starting where we are. And you will tell very well that Laura and I are trying to figure out all the different tools, online tools that we're learning and planning on using for the launch and practicing on and using. And we are having a really good time with it, with each other, because another part of starting where you are is sometimes starting with a colleague or a friend in a new venture, in a new creative endeavor, is easier to do than to start purely by yourself. Because you get to learn together, you get to co-create together, you get to actually have a really good time in one another's presence together. And so the other reason why I want to share this with you is because I think we can talk all day long about the experiences that we have in life, and we can hear stories from other people. And while that moves us, yes, sometimes it's more impactful to actually see the story unfolding. And this is one of those times. So I encourage you to head over to YouTube and watch this on YouTube. The link will be in the show notes, along with all the ways that you can connect with Laura, because you're going to want to connect with her and be in her world, because she is an amazing being. She is definitely an abundant being. And this particular episode is going to be a little bit choppy in both the video and listening to it, because I am trying to do a million things on the computer. I think that I'm trying to go live on Instagram. I am on Zoom, and I am Zooming us into the Facebook group that we created for the launch prior to anybody being in the Facebook group, so that way we could practice how to do it. And so my computer is a little bit choppy, but also because during the Instagram Live, we do interact with people, and so I cut that out for privacy. So you're going to notice those things. And again, we're starting where we are. And the other thing you're going to see is that energetics trump words. Both of us get really excited about the topic, which is synchronicities. And we both get very energized and excited, and we're feeding off one another. And there's actually a point where I say something about when we are wanting to feel into the feelings of our manifestations, we want to inhibit the feelings. We definitely don't want to inhibit them. What I meant to say was embody. Again, we start where we are. And also, if I hadn't pointed it out, maybe you wouldn't even have noticed. But since this is about learning about manifestation, synchronicities, and abundance, I also wanted to share that part to clarify. But also, again, to bring up the point that energetics trump words. So even as you're listening to it, what you're going to see, what you're going to feel, is the energy behind what we're talking about. And at the end, there's a short little part and we both talk about how excited we got. And then Laura actually says something like, sometimes I worry that I'm getting too excited, that I'm so excited. She doesn't say this part, but I do to myself. Sometimes we get so excited that the words are coming out faster and not necessarily always the way that we want it to. And that's okay. And that will evolve over time. The energy will match the words. The cadence will match the tone, the speed. It will all come. It just takes practice, right? And that's exactly what Laura and I were doing. And so this is why I'm showing this to you. And that you always have permission to be as excited and energized as you ever want to be, especially if it has to do with manifestation, abundance, building your own business. Because again, even though we can get in our head about, oh, being too excited or too energetic, or the words aren't coming as quickly as the energy is brewing and coming out of me, it all will fall into place. And it all is a pointer to how passionate you are and how right that this actually is for you. So I hope that you enjoy this video, and I will be back with you afterward to chat a little bit more about synchronicities.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good.
I am going ahead and getting onto our group already.
Actually, first, let me double check something.
And you look extra super pretty.
Thanks. I appreciate that. Let's see. Participants. See, I'll have to learn how to. Yes, pin you. I don't know what that does.
I don't see anything
here. Maybe I need to make you like co-host. Yes. Let's make you a co-host. Did you get a notification?
No. Yeah.
Okay, and you're pinned. And she keeps saying pinned, but I guess maybe because it's just two of us, I can't tell that you're pinned.
Oh, yeah, like when on Zoom when two people are spotlighted so that they're like both.
Yeah. Although now that I put my view into gallery, it has you pinned like,
oh,
I see her pinned. Okay, so that's good. I like that. I'm going to keep it like that because that's the way our lives are going to be from now on.
Yeah,
because I'm not going to be, when we're launching and stuff, I'm not going to be looking at me. I'm going to be looking at you. And I remember,
look at me.
Oh, it's immersive. Okay, hold on. Nope, I don't want to do that.
The fuck that is?
Nope. All right. Okay. So now I'm going to go back, put on us on Facebook.
I'm trying to figure out what way. Yes. Is like best lighting.
Not okay.
Ooh, should I blur my background? That's always fancy.
Sure, do whatever you want to.
Oh, I don't know. Is it weird?
No, it looks cool. I mean, it's, yeah, I don't know. Whatever you want, you know?
Yeah, this is good.
Yeah, I like that too. We're streaming on Facebook too, so we're good to go. And let's see.
Do you want to chat about what we're going to talk about before I hit go live, just to make sure we both have our bearings, or should we just wing it and go with what you prompted us on the text?
Let's wing it.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. How do you think we're going to do launches and stuff? Are we going to wing it, or what are we going to do?
Well, I feel like for the launches, we should have like just a bullet point outline of what we're going to talk about and then wing it from that.
Yeah. And so do you feel like that's what we have?
Yeah.
With the text message? Okay. I agree. I 100% agree with that. So I'm down. Okay. So I've officially put S on the Facebook over here so I can see if anyone was commenting and stuff. I'm really practicing. I am practicing all the way.
And then one more reminder of how you want, since I'm starting the live, I'm going to introduce you today. So is it Athena Thiel, abundance life coach, or what's the best wording? Remind me.
Yeah, sorry. I don't know if I ever said that to you. So I would just say, I wouldn't even say my last name. I would just say it's Abundance with Athena. She teaches, coaches, and mentors around abundance. That's all you have to say, really.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, cool. And then so once I start the live on Instagram, you'll see a notification, oh, Laura's live. And then you just request in and I'll approve you in to it.
Right. Yep. So I'm going to wait for the invitation. I'm not going to touch anything.
Yeah, you'll have to. No, no. I haven't found a way to invite someone to live. I think you'll pop on the, you'll see that I'm live and you'll click, oh, Laura's live. And then you hit request.
Okay.
And then I just approve you in.
Okay. That's what we'll do. Okay. Cool. Got it. All right.
Exciting.
Yeah, I'm excited too. You're so adorable. Okay. I'm going to get off of this now. I'm going to take my thing off.
Yeah.
And then go to the other thing. All right, bye.
We're going to get this figured out, sister. Okay. So I'm going to take my volume down on the Zoom so I won't be able to hear you until we're together on Insta.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Hey there, everyone. We are here today with the amazing Abundance with Athena to talk about synchronicities. Have you heard of synchronicities? Do you have synchronicities in your life? Do you have any idea what I'm talking about? So we're going to pop Athena on here and get her to talk to us about the magical little winks from the universe that tend to happen when you are really, really in a good, strong vibration of abundance. It's so nice to see you all. And there is Athena. She is popping on right now. So let's welcome her to the stage. Let's see if I did that right. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me today.
Yes. Well, from what I understand, you are quite the queen of synchronicities recently. So tell me, what is your definition of synchronicity and how is it showing up in your life?
Sure. I mean, I love that you say that I'm the queen because I think we're both sharing our synchronicities together. And so that's been amazing. But for me, a synchronicity is a surprise. It's a surprise from the universe. And it's also about co-creation. So to me, I am constantly turning my thoughts into things. And so I'll be thinking about something and then it'll kind of show up in my world, in my life the next day. So it could be, recently it's been songs. It could be like a statement. It could be specific words. I mean, it could be even feelings. When we're manifesting, we tend to try to inhibit the feelings that we want to feel. And so it's even that. It's that having visualized and thinking about the thoughts and feelings that we're going to have when we manifest. And then the next day, we actually have those feelings already. So in my view, that's a little bit of what synchronicity is. How would you define it?
Yeah. And I love that you mentioned thoughts become things. Because I feel like that's this beautiful jumping off point where not only do our thoughts and our feelings become things, the thoughts and the feelings become our experience, the thoughts become our life, the thoughts become the emotions and relationships that we are experiencing. So yeah, I personally think of synchronicity as winks from the universe, the mystical breadcrumb leading the way to where we need to be. And I also see synchronicity as confirmation of being on the right path. So when I am cultivating an energy, I'm cultivating a proper mindset, proper devotional practices, all of the good things. Then when I see, like you said, those little things showing up, it's just such an affirmation that I'm on the right track and that I'm doing the right steps. So yeah, would you give me an example of some of those little magical moments for you recently?
Sure. And I also want to kind of piggyback off of what you said, because life and abundance is really about those feelings. It's really about being in the flow. It's really about being connected to something bigger than ourselves. And so even though we're also manifesting and attracting at the same time, and that can be things or experiences, like you said, it's really being in that flow of life and feeling part of the oneness, the biggerness, the universe, and really having those energies coming into our life. And so I love that you said that, because that's really what true abundance is. And that's what we want over the pile of things. It's not the pile of things. It's not how am I going to feel when I have the pile of things. It's I get to feel whatever I want to right now. I don't have to have the thing. In fact, the thing is just a thing. And so once I get the thing, I'll probably want another thing. It was all about the creation of getting that thing. So it wasn't the thing. It was the process, the moving, the learning, the feelings that I got to have before that manifestation showed up. That's where we live. Because when people create, they tend to, after creating something, they want to create something different because they want to be in that flow. They want to see what's possible. It's all about possibilities. So before I go on to share an example, do you have anything to piggyback off that?
What you were just saying reminded me of Lord of the Rings, because if Frodo had just hopped on the back of one of those magical eagles and flown straight to Mordor to destroy the ring, there would have been no movie. We watch Lord of the Rings because it was a process. It was a process of him finding his own strength, stepping into his own power and energy. It wasn't just about the task or, like you said, the pile of things. It's this journey. So we're in it for the journey and the possibility and the growth within that space.
Yes, yes. And that's why we love movies like that, because it's the hero's journey. Exactly. We don't want to watch a movie where it's like 25 minutes long and Frodo has to take the ring and save the world. And then, oh, there it did. It happened, right? That's such a boring movie. Like, what? We want to see the character come up with something that pushes him to a place where he has to expand and grow and move into something different than he thought he could be. We want to see the connections that he gets to make, the friendships that are created. That is the stuff of life. And that's why we love it so much, because that's what we want. That's what we really, truly want. And so, yes, completely resonate with all of that. And so with that being said, so one of my things this past week was I was actually first listening to Abraham Hicks. So I was listening, I do that every morning. That's part of my spiritual practice, actually. And in it, they said something like, you can really hear the universe and you can co-create more easily when you're listening to music. And they also said something about birds. Birds are really great because they'll just swoop in into your existence and be like, hey, look at me, play with me, co-create with me. And so they were like, really think this week about songs and why songs get stuck in your head. Where did it come from? And then just be aware, just create the awareness of that. And so I was like, okay, that's really interesting. I love songs. I love music. I love to sing. And so I was like, I'm going to try this. This is my invitation from the universe. I'm going to do this. And on multiple occasions this week, and it's like Wednesday, I've had this kind of occur where I'll be thinking about a song. So just recently, I was thinking about Nina Simone's Feeling Good. That song is, oh my God, it's one of the best songs in the entire world. And I feel like that is about abundance, right? I mean, she's talking about how happy everything is in nature and like how free-flowing it all is. And so whenever I listen to that song, it just puts me into an abundant place, an abundant energy. So I got like the little, you know, tap, tap from the universe to listen to that song at one point, but I was doing something else. And so I was like, okay, yeah, I'll get to that. You know, we do this all the time. Sure, sure. Yeah, universe, I'll do that in a second. I'm busy doing this right here. And
one thing to learn is that if the universe knocks and you don't listen, it will keep knocking, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And so it did. The next day, I was getting a pedicure and I'm listening to something in my earbuds, a meditation. And all of a sudden, there's just a gap in the sound that the meditation is making. And I open my eyes and on one of the televisions that like they have playing music or whatever, it's American Idol from 19 something, you know, like really old episode. And there's this guy on the guitar singing the song. And so like I took out my earbuds and I just was in it. And I was like, yeah, all right. So there you go. Like, even if I get the tap and I don't do it, it's going to come into my universe. It's going to come into my vibration. So I just thought that was pretty freaking amazing. And then the other thing was I listened to, or I thought of the song Nature Boy that was made famous by Nat King Cole. And he's got this phrase about the greatest gift in life is to love and to be loved in return. And I've been thinking a lot about that because being abundant is about opening our heart and loving as much as we can. So I had that in my mind. And then literally the next day, I went to the Center for Spiritual Awakening because that's what I do on Sundays. And part of only two musical numbers that they had that whole time was that song. And it was just like, wow. And it was just this beautiful co-creation of you thought it one day and then it came to you the next. And these are the synchronicities that are like, holy moly, if it can happen with just a song, like what else is there for us? And that's why I love synchronicities, because it's just this magical pointer. Like, yep, that's me. That's us working together. Yep. The universe has got your back. Yep. All things are possible. Yep. You are limitless. You're not limited. And it's just amazing. What about you? Have you had any synchronicities this week?
So yeah, I actually have an experience that I really love to share about from when I was at one of the Centers for Spiritual Living. They had a big retreat and they had a labyrinth. You know how you walk a labyrinth, which is just, you know, it's not like in the movie, The Labyrinth with the big walls. It's just on the floor and it's for meditative purposes. And I remember walking and thinking that I was being guided because there were no wrong turns on the labyrinth. You may look like you're coming to a dead end, but that's when a turn happens. And that if you just keep moving in unison, in synchronicity with the universe, then you're going to get to where you need to go. And so for me, because I love yoga and Hinduism and all of that, I was thinking, wow, that reminds me of Ganesha, the elephant-headed god in Hinduism, who's the remover of obstacles. And so I was thinking, wow, my obstacles are being removed, that when I feel like I'm walking into a wall, my feet are being guided to the next little path. Mm-hmm. So then at the very center of the labyrinth, there was a bowl with cards of animals to just randomly pick. And so I reached down, picked a card, and it was the elephant. And it said, remover of obstacles. Your obstacles are removed. Literally, you can't make this shit up. It's just amazing. And that's a story I love to share. But this stuff happens to me on the daily. I'll write on a piece of paper before I meditate, oh, I should reach out to that client because maybe I can help them out. And then I'll forget about it. And that client will come into my class and they've never been into my in-person class before. You know, things like that. It's like, how? How? And then for me, a really big thing is that I'm going to India in December as part of a study abroad program. And the cost of the program is $5,000. I don't necessarily on the daily have just $5,000 bills laying around my house. Not yet. I'm going to fill my bathtub with them like Scrooge McDuck and take a swim. But anyway, beside the point is that, so I'm like, okay, well, I'm manifesting $5,000 in. I don't know how it's going to happen, but it is going to happen. And you know, I won't go into all the details, but through a miraculous turning of events that could not have been anticipated or orchestrated by my ego, a $5,000 check showed up in the mail for me just a few days ago. So now the whole trip is paid for. And the person where it came from had no idea that I was doing a study abroad program in India, had no idea that it was going to be $5,000. The circumstances through which this person wrote the check were completely unpredictable and unknown to me. And it magically appeared. And so it's like the universe was saying, yes, this is for you. Mm-hmm. Yes, this is for you. And now I really want to like swim in a bathtub full of dollar bills, $100 bills. Okay. So, but like you said, it's not necessarily even the money. It's that journey, that experience that we're having. And part of that experience is finding the clues along the way. I love the point you made, Athena, about music. So, I mean, if I were going to invite people to try something out, I might say, try that practice out, because songs make us feel a certain way, right? Mm. Like you were saying. You know, yes. There are times where I want to cry tears of happiness, and I'll listen to a song that makes me bawl tears of happiness. I'll want to feel a sense of adventure. I'll listen to a song or watch a movie that makes me feel that sense of adventure. And then once I step into that energy, it's like I'm stepping into the vortex that was created by that song. And then once you're in that vortex, the magic kind of rains down onto you. It's like if your skin was covered in oil, and you walked into a field of pollinating flowers, the little seeds would stick to you. And that's how I feel about synchronicities too, is that as soon as you bring yourself into the energy, it's like you put the oil, the lotion on your skin, and then you're like, okay, universe, and all that goodness is just going to find its way to you because it's already there. The seeds in a field, the flowers, they are already floating around. And all that. Like, think of dandelions. You just blow on them and they go everywhere. So what you're doing when you're cultivating a practice of synchronicity is stepping into, with a feeling of receptiveness, that field which already exists.
Yes. Yes. The field of possibility is
visualize it.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I love it. Yeah. And so, yes, we want to invite everyone to really like think about doing this for yourselves for this upcoming week. Just play with it. Play with the universe and do something too that you don't have a lot of resistance already around. Do something small, right? Don't self-sabotage yourself right out the gate and be like, oh, this just doesn't work. I tried it. It doesn't work. Do something small. When we do this practice, when we do this and we play with the universe and we're co-creating with the universe, doing something small at first is really helpful because then you're going to be able to really notice it more and you're not going to have resistance. You're not going to be questioning it either. Like, oh, was that it? Does that count? Right? Do it with something that was just kind of natural and normal. Like, I want to see butterflies, or I would love to see this specific flower today. Just play with it.
Yeah. And that's something I think is a major roadblock for people is questioning, oh, is this a synchronicity? Like, I've heard people ask, you know, oh, you know, I really want such and such to be in my experience. And then that night they dream about it and they're like, oh, is that a synchronicity? Well, if you're asking yourself, ooh, is that a synchronicity? Then I'm going to say right now, I give you permission to say the answer is yes.
Yes. Yep. Exactly. Yes. Yes. Because also the universe isn't trying to be a trickster. Like, it wants to work with us. So it's not going to be like, oh, I'm going to send this dull little tap tap from the universe, this dull little synchronicity and like get her to question it, you know, like, no.
Yeah. Yeah. The universe is not Mr. Burns from The Simpsons.
Exactly.
The universe's hands are not going like this. The universe's hands are going like this. Take it.
Yes. And it's just our ego that's saying, oh, no, that's new and that's different. And I'm not sure I believe that. And so we're going to question everything. I think someone said something about stepping out of your comfort zone. Yeah, because you're doing something different. Like, you've never done this before. And so you're automatic. Your ego is going to be like, no, whoa, that doesn't feel safe. That's not normal. We don't do that. What are we talking about? Magic? I don't know. Whoop, nope. And so it's really just, again, playing with something that doesn't feel too resistant. So that way it's literally playing. You're just playing. Set your ego aside. Say, oh, I'm just playing, ego. No need to protect me here. We're good.
And I feel like this kind of conversation that we're having is just how life works when you open up to seeing that that's how life can work for you. If you feel uncomfortable thinking like, oh, law of attraction, woo, magic, like we don't even have to put any of those things in this picture. You can just say, my heart is open and what is there to see? My heart is open and what is there to see? And then just see, use it as an experiment.
Exactly. Yep.
Yes. Any last little thoughts you want to leave us with about abundance or synchronicities?
This is really the magic stuff of life. This is the flow. This is what we really want. We don't only want the pile of things. If we could allow ourselves to just feel this, to be aware, to be open, to step into the unknown sometimes, because this is what that helps us do. It helps us de-identify with our ego, with who we are in this life that we think that we've created in this very specific way. This allows us to really open ourselves up to, what else is there for me? What are the possibilities? It is limitless. And so this is just the beginning of playing that game and then seeing where it leads you. And that is true abundance, that connection, those feelings, that flow. That's it. That's the true abundance. And so I love talking about it because it's like, I love hearing your synchronicities because it's like, oh, how is she getting surprised today? It ignites excitement, enthusiasm, because this is it. This is where I want to swim. This is where I want to live. This is it.
I love it. Well, thank you for sharing your wisdom and your celebrations with us. Good things are here for all of us because anything is possible. So with that, I will leave this conversation and we both hope to hear from you soon and hearing about your magical synchronicity.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. Bye, y'all.
Absolutely. Bye-bye. All right. Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
so much fucking fun.
You see, the thing is, like, sometimes I'm like, I'm thinking, like, I'm getting too excited. And then I'm like, well, Kathy does that, so I can be as excited as I fucking want.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, and it's just so much fun, too, because it's such a good, it is really so much fun to talk about. It really is, so. And that's the energy, though, that, like, helps other people be like, oh, fuck, maybe I should actually try it, you know? Yeah. I'll let you do all the things you need
to
do.
Yeah, I want to make sure it goes on there. I don't want to lose this gem of a podcast here. And I'm going to tag you. I hope I said abundance with Athena correctly, because after I said it, I was like, that sounded weird coming out of my mouth. I hope I didn't say something, like, strange.
I'm sure it was lovely. I don't know what it was, but I believe it.
You know how that is when something comes out of your mouth and you're like, wait, what sounds just came out of my mouth?
Yeah.
Okay, let me make sure this loads. Okay, so I'm glad Owen didn't bark during the thing.
So let's dive in a little bit more about synchronicities. Because now with more experience, almost 2 years later, synchronicities have more depth. That was a great definition and experience of then of synchronicities, but now we get to go deeper. And I want to start off with the manifestation process in general. Thinking about how things manifest, synchronicities are actually indicators in our lives that we can pick up with our senses, right? They are indicators of the manifestation coming to us, becoming the manifested manifestation. And because it's not about the manifestation itself, we know that it's about who we become in order to allow the manifestation in. And I'll pause there and say, the manifestation is always available to us, always. If you can think it, it's available. So it's not about getting the manifestation to come to you. It's more about you opening your mind up to the possibility that that manifestation is available to you, that you can be, do, or have that manifestation. So when you think about it, it's not really the manifestation that you're calling into. It's that you are removing all the obstacles to get into a mindset that says, of course I can have that manifestation. Of course I can be, do, or have whatever the manifestation is. So synchronicities are proof that you are actually becoming the energetic match to that manifestation. Because again, the manifestation is there always just waiting for you to say, yes, me, together, match, right? Synchronicities are showing you, they're the tangible proof that you can see, touch, feel, experience with your senses. You're becoming the energy, the frequency, the vibration, the mindset of the person who allows that particular manifestation into their lives. And because you are becoming that energy, because you are shifting your perspective and your perception of what's available to you in association with that manifestation, you are becoming that energetic match, you are becoming that person that allows that possibility, that manifested manifestation to come in, because you are that energy. And we know that when we become the energy of something, because we're all energetic beings in an energetic universe, that the law of attraction that says anything like this energy is attracted to it, law of attraction is the provider of the synchronicities. It is showing you in real time that that manifestation that you're wanting, that you're calling in, that you're allowing in, is coming to you. Because when we see the little steps on the way to the manifestation, the fully manifested manifestation, that is our becoming more and more and more that vibrational match, that energetic match, that, again, mindset that allows it in. And law of attraction says, yes, with every step that you open your mind to this possibility of you manifesting whatever this is, here is another little synchronicity along your way to show you, because you're being reflected back. The energy is always, always being reflected back. Here is what you guys like to call in your human form a synchronicity. But all it really is again, law of attraction at work saying, you are this, you are becoming more of this, you are becoming more of this, you are becoming more of this. And it's reflected back to you by law of attraction in synchronicities. And that makes it so much more powerful, so much more fun, so much more cool to realize that that's what's actually happening when you are experiencing a synchronicity, because it's a pointer to say you're on the right track. You have proof that you are becoming the person that allows this manifestation to come into your existence. And it encourages you along your way. Laura does a beautiful invitation in the Instagram Live of using songs to, or music, to test, quote unquote, the universe, the law of attraction, and all of what we are talking about. So I'm going to double down on that and invite you to take a piece of music or take some lyrics and allow yourself to get really good feeling into them, and then just see how the universe responds to the energy that you're in when you're in that music. Again, just play with it. And for now, may you have a very synchronistic rest of the week, month, year, and play and see how beautiful it is to watch the synchronicities all combine to your ultimate manifested manifestation. Thank you for listening to this podcast episode and being part of this community. I want to hear from you. Did something resonate with you in this episode? Are you experiencing awakenings or synchronicities in your life? Do you have any questions or ideas for the podcast in general? Email me at podcast@abundancewithathena.com or DM me on Instagram at @abundancewithathena and share with me your stories. And with your permission, I'll share them with our community. And until next time, keep awakening to the abundance that's always within you.